Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Kuf, the 99th blot in Maseches Baba Kama. And again, to Besrim, tomorrow's daf will be on tonight. We'll do it tonight at 8:45. And then Friday, we will Besrim have a daf. Those listening in Chutz Laretz will be able to listen on Mosa Yantif, Mosa Shabbos. And then Besrim, there'll be a daf Sunday morning. Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to be away. So Monday and Tuesday, there won't be a daf, and I'll be back on Yisroel Chai, Bez Hashem. So that will be the schedule. Okay, so let's have to work out the... Okay, we'll work it out after Yantif. Says the Gemara. We are in the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. So Rabbi Yochanan said a professional shochet that shechts and does not do a proper shechita, he's mekalkel on the shechita, he's chayiv, even if he's a professional shechita. Even if he's professional, we still say that it's his fault that he's chayiv. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, says the Gemara? Did Rabbi Yochanan pater a certain shochet if he could prove that he was an expert? So Gemara answered, the difference was if he was getting paid or not. If he was getting paid, then we say he is responsible. But if he was free, then he is not responsible. So the question that we dealt with at the end of the shiur yesterday was the Ravid's question, and that is, what do you mean? What did Rabbi Yochanan say to him? Prove to me that you are a mumcha, and then you'll be pater. Don't we usually say that the burden of proof is on the motzi, and a motzi b'chaver alav araya? So say, no, I'm pater, prove that I'm not a mumcha. Right? Shouldn't that be the case? So the Ravid says, no, but here there's a reyasa, because here he messed up. He didn't do a proper shechita. So usually you might be able to say a motzi b'chaver alav araya, but here one cannot say it. That's one answer. Second answer quoted from Rabbi Chanan is that maybe here is different because it's not a pure motzi. You know there was a vaday problem here. There's a cheskas chiyuv. Something is owed. You just don't know what, right? Something was wrong here. The question is he a mumchet to then come up with a ptur on the chiyuv? So then that's why that's not a regular case. I'm motzi b'chaver alav araya. It's a cheskas chiyuv with a suffik ptur, and that's why it would be. That's why we would have to bring proof also. The question, though, that other Achronim ask, and that is, why don't we say the principle from Maseches Chulin of Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenhein? Most people that shecht are experts. That's a Rov, beginning in Maseches Chulin. Daf Bey is Daf Gimel, the beginning. So why don't we say, follow the Rov here? He has to prove. Why does he have to prove? Why don't you follow the Rov? So again, the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the reason is on Shulchan Aruch, at the beginning, that you don't say Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita here because he just made a mistake. Usually you say it, but if he just made a mistake, you can't say the Rov because he didn't just act like an expert, A. Or B, the other answer given is by the Agur. The Agur says, because after all, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, he quotes this at day, and then he says, what do you mean? So every time somebody messes up, they lose their status of being a mumcha? Why should that be? Nobody's perfect. So they shouldn't lose their status. There's a different pshat. So the Agur says, Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenhein is only a halacha b'di'eved. But lechatchila, we don't rely on the Rov if it's efshar levarer. That's the shita of the Agur, that Rov Mitzuyin is only halacha b'di'eved. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya in Simen Aleph. Simen Aleph in Yaradeya, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about who's allowed to shecht. Who's kasher lishcho, shakol kasher lechatchila, afilu nashim, b'avadim, b'chol adam, afilu ein makirin osan, you don't even have to know that he's a mumcha. He could shech. You're allowed to give him the shech, or you're allowed to eat from a shechita, if he's not befaneinu. But if he's befaneinu, you have to check if he's a mumcha. Then the Ramah says, "V'yesh omrim she'en lisboch ala chazaka ela b'di'evet, aval lachachila ein lisboch ala chazaka b'mchom she'yachon levaro." Even if he's not in front of you, but if he's efshel levaro, you cannot rely on the chazaka. Says the Ramah, right, quoting this agur, that you don't say Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita if it's Efshar, that's only a halacha b'di'eved, but lechatchila we don't rely on it. And that is why, continues the Ramah, l'chein no'agin she'ein adam shochet ela imkein natal kabbalah lefnei chacham. That's why we have a concept of smicha for Shechita, and we don't allow somebody to shecht unless they are mekabel Shechita from a different shochet. And the question is, what if he did it without the smicha? That's the whole big good discussion in the Nosa Kalim here in the first Simon in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue now. So says the Gemara, Meisvei, I think we're up to where we have a chiluk between a shofet that works for pay or for free. So Meisvei, about 15 lines up from the bottom, Sada Tesma Meis, Hamolech Hitam Litchom Velo Lissasan, if you give, bring wheat to a grinder, and he wasn't toses it, right? He didn't process it properly. He didn't moisten it with water and then put it into the grinder, and therefore it did not come out properly. Va'asan suban immersed it, and therefore he only made coarse bran. He didn't make the beautiful bran that he was supposed to make. Or kamach lanachtom, you brought flour to the baker. Va'aso pas nifolin, and he made, you know, a broken bread. Every time you pick it up, you know, that it falls apart. So he did not do a good job. Behema latava fenivla chayiv. The last case is important, right? A shochet, and he messes up. He was misnavel the animal, and he's chayiv. Why? Mipneishu kinosei sachar. He's like a nosei sachar, meaning, what does he seem to be then? There's only two choices: is he getting paid or not? So we assume he's talking about a case of he's doing it for free, and he's chayiv because he's as if he's getting paid. So doesn't that prove to me there's no difference between schar and chinam? Kasha on what we just said. And where it says no, ema mipnei shehu no se schar. Take out the cuff. Right? No, the reason he's chayiv is because he is getting paid. But if he wouldn't be getting paid, so then he wouldn't be chayiv. Period. Next. Kahu magromsa. What's magromsa? Magromsa is from the word hagrama. Right? It's one of the five psule shchita. The Gemara in Chulam talks about five psulim. If the shochet does any one of these, so then that's a problem in the shechita. There's shehiya, where he wastes too much time. There's ikor, if he takes the end of the one of the simanim out, the kind of the veshet. There's drasa, he shechs from underneath instead of going. He pushes down instead of going, you know, in across motions, right, to trample. There's chalada, from the word chulda, going under. Right, so chalada is you do it from underneath, and hagrama is here. Hagrama means you shecht outside the area on the simanim where it's appropriate to shecht. Right, hagrama, it's you go outside the rings. There are a number of rings that the kind of the veshet are made up of, and you shecht the outside of those rings. So the case that's spoken about in this gemara here, though, is you did rove in a proper place. You did it over in the rings, but then the miut basra, the last miut, you went out of the spot. So really, you didn't even need that spot because, you know, rov simanim is kosher. But here, you did it in the wrong place. So does that passel? So that's a machlokas tanan. Says the gemara, Homa gromsa dasa lekamei derav. Right, a case of hagrama came in front of Rav Tarfei, and he trafed it up. He said there was a problem in the miut basra, and it's a problem. Upatri letavak bilishlumei dame. But even though he trafed it up, he pottered the shochet from paying. He said, it's treif, but you don't have to pay. So Pagabiravkadavasi Bahu Gabra, they met that man that received this din Torah. Amrule Ovid Bchav Rav Tarti. Rav did a double whammy to you. Tarti. So my Tarti, what did that mean? That he did double. Right? Ile Matarti Ligriusa, did Rivkana Nervasi mean to say that he did a doubly bad thing to them, negative? So why? Number one, Dibai Lelach Shurek Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda, he should have said that this problem in the Mir Basra, in the last point, is kosher. Vitarvik Rabbanan, why? Because basically you did rove properly. Just at the end you messed up, you didn't even need the end. Right? So Kamisha Eino, Dal, take away the end. That is as if you did a good Shrita. So you should have passed like Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda, and not like the Rabbanan. And the inami krabanan, and even if you want to say he wanted to go like the rabbanan, he wanted to treif it up, the boiler chivul tafchei should have at least said then that the shochet has to pay you. The shochet, if he created a shrita which did not give you a heter to eat it, he made the animal nevelo lemaisa, so therefore he should have to pay. So is that what Rav Kahana and Rav Asi meant by saying that Rav doubly messed up the psak? So Gemara says, "Mishalom Meimar Ki Agavna." Are they really allowed to say that? They're allowed to say that Rav was mistaken in a double way. Vatanya, don't we know from Sanhedrin? Lekishayetze, that when a dying goes out of court, Lo Yomer Ani Mezakev Achaveri Mechayven. He's not allowed to say, you know, I really wanted to make you innocent, but what can I do? I was outvoted, you know, but I really was on your side. You're not allowed to say that, right? Avoma Es Hashachaveri Rabu Olai. You can't say. You could just say, this is the psak. Period. It's not like the, you know, the Supreme Court where the or the decision is written and that, right, as a tally, the decision is here, and you know exactly who voted what, and then there's a voice of the minority that writes their statement. You know, it's not done in Besdin. Besdin, they all argue, but once there's a psakt in, there's a psakt in, right? So Valzen Nemar Holich Racha Begalasod, right? It's Rechilus. right? You're revealing secrets. So how could they have said that they think Rav was incorrect in Paskening? So Ella, so you're right. So it must be when they said Rav did something doubly for you. It wasn't Tarti L'Griusa, but Tarti L'Ma'al Yusa. It was Tarti, he did doubly good for you, meaning Delo Uchlech Safek Isura. Umanech be safek yisela. Number one, he didn't feed you a safek yisur because this is a machlokas tanoim. So they didn't want to eat. They didn't want you to eat this because Rashi quotes it's a sveka d'dina who we paskin like. So number one, it was a safek yisur. So it's good that he didn't give it to you. And number two, because of that, it's a safek zela. Because if it's kosher, so then the butcher, the shochet, is not responsible. So therefore, they saved you from both. From a suffix in Isurim and a suffix in Dinei Mamonis. The problem is, that it's asked by a number of Achronim, is Lamaisa, this shochet created a situation where the Bailam cannot eat it. Whether it's Asim Mishim Vada or Asim Mishim Suffix, Lamaisa, it cannot be eaten. So if it can't be eaten, why doesn't he have to pay? So fine, we're not going to let him eat it, because the suffix is sir. But why don't we say that he has to pay? Because he was given an animal to shecht, and he shechted it in a way that cannot be eaten. So the Achronim used the Ramban that we mentioned yesterday to answer the question. Why? Because remember the Ramban from the Kuntres Dina Degarmi, who said yesterday, why do we consider a psul in the Shechita as a Hezek She'eno Nikar? Right, the Ramban asked. Well, Maisa, you can't eat it. So why don't you say it's a Hezek She'eno Nikar? So says the Ramban, the opposite. Why do you say it's a hezek nikar if you can't see like any of the ones, the hakrama, the halad, all those, you can't tell afterwards? So why don't you say that is a hezek nikar? It should be hezek sheno nikar. So answers the Ramban, no, really, this guy killed the animal. Unless there's a proper shechita done, so then it's just considered chopping off the animal's head. So really, it's the other way. Really, it's a hezek nikar unless you could prove otherwise. But it's all a halakhic problem, so unless you know for sure that you can eat this animal, it's called a hezek nikar. Then the Ramban said, what about pigol? If that's true, so why is pigol called a hezek sheino nikar? It's in that sugi mesachas gittin. Why is a hezek nikar? If lamaisa you can't eat it, it should be a problem. So he answers the Ramban, no, the psule shchit are considered psulim from within. And therefore it's called a hezek nikar. Pigol is the thought of the kohen. It's an external problem, and therefore that's a problem from without, and that's called hezek sheino nikar. So the Achronim say maybe the same thing here. The problem here is because there's a sveka d'dina. It's not that really maker or dina might be a good shechita inherently inside. We might buy something like Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, but it's a sveka d'dina, and that's considered an external problem. That's why he would be pater here. That's why we would say pater. Okay, let's continue. Six lines from the bottom. Itmar. Hamare dinar l'shulchani. If somebody shows a dinar, a coin, to a money changer, right? Somebody who checks coins to see if they're good, if they're counterfeit. So he brings a coin to a money changer, to a shulchani, right? For the word shulchan, it's all on the table. And it comes, he says, it's fine, it's good. So therefore you go back to your borrower and you say, fine, I'll accept this coin. And it comes out, and it comes out that the money changer made a mistake and this coin was not a coin that could be used. So Tani Chada, one brisa says Uman Pater Hed Yechayev. One brisa says that a professional money changer is going to be Pater. It's going to be called an Ones for him because he shouldn't have to worry about that. Hed Yechayev and Hed Yechayev is going to be Chayev. V'Tanya Idach Beinum and Bein Hed Yechayev. And the other brisa says they're both Chayev. Interesting. So even is there a Lifnei Iver issue here? Also, so I'm going to mention it. That here you are. Right, we know Lifnei Iver is not only causing somebody to do an Avera but giving bad advice. So maybe there's an iser. It's the rice of lifnei iver. We discussed in the past the klayakar and the mechas chinuch discussion. Is there lifnei iver? Is there pshuto shemikra by lifnei iver? Because if you look in the Rambam, you look in the chinuch, they don't quote it. They don't quote in lifnei iver putting a rock in front of somebody who's blind. They don't quote that. But is that also? Of course, it's usser. It's usser because of a violation of afloreich hakamocha. It's a violation of many things. But is it also because of lifnei iver? So Minchas Chinuch leaves a bitzarach iyun. He said it doesn't seem to be included in this because they don't count it. The Rambam don't mention it. Says the Klei Yakar, why not? Because if you look at the pasuk, it says lifnei iver lo sitin michshol v'yareisa me'elokecha ani Hashem. You don't need v'yareisa me'elokecha to see if you put a rock in front of somebody who's blind that he trips. That's something terrible. It's visible to the naked eye. You don't need Hashem knows inside that your intentions were bad. That's obvious. The pasuk must be talking about a case that's only the erasa me'elokecha. that only Hashem knows, which is giving bad advice. That's why that's the Pshutel Shel Mikra. So this L'chora is also, when the Mara Dino Shurchani, and he gives you bad advice, that's also included in Lifnei Iver. But we're not talking about that. Right now we're talking about Dini Mamonos, so does he have to pay or not? You don't have to pay for Lifnei Iver, but you still might get the Aveira in Shemayim. So either way, the Brises are two Brises. One Brises says that a professional would be Patur, the other one says a professional is going to be Chayiv. So what's the answer? So Amar, Papa, there's no Stira. Kitanya Uman Patur, when does it say that an Uman, a professional, is Patur? Kagon, Danku v'Isar. Like Danku and Isar. They are the experts of the whole, you know, the whole land. You don't get more expert than them. So Danku and Isar are Patur, because for them it's a total onus for that they made a mistake. Right, but if everybody else, they have to be chayiv. So where's El B'maito? So if they were such experts, what kind of mistake? You know, what was their mistake? We don't assume that they could make a regular mistake. So ta'u b'sichsa chadata. They made a mistake in a new stamp. Yeah, he shaited. There was a new stamp on a coin that just started, and they didn't know about it. It was just a very, very new, right off the presses. And that's the mistake they made, because they didn't realize the new stamp. So ask the... I think it was Chushi Arim. Lemaisa, so they made a mistake. So Lemaisa, they weren't expert in this coin. So who cares if they're Danku v'Isar? You know, if they weren't expert, they should have the same status as all the other Shulchanis in the world. Answer the Chushi Arim, no. They were the biggest Bakim in the entire world. So if they made the mistake, everyone else surely would make the mistake. So you can't put them, you know, it's for sure called an Ones. Because nobody in the world would have recognized this. That's why they're going to be Pater, even though it was a real mistake. Ahi Itza. There was a woman. Te'echzi dinar la Reb Chiya. A woman showed a coin to Reb Chiya. Amar la ma'al Yehu. Ah, it's a great coin. Go use it. L'machar asa l'kamei v'amr lei. Achzisei v'amr lei b'ishahu. She came back to him and said, Reb Chiya, I'm sorry, but I showed this to everyone, and everybody said that it was bad. It wasn't a coin that is liquid and be able to use. Velokonophically, and I couldn't use it. So Amar lei l'Rav, so Reb Chiya told Rav, you know the one Reb Chiya who Rav helped him out. Zil chalfei nila. Okay, give her a different coin. V'ktov apinkasi dein esek bish. Write down that I had a bad day yesterday. Right, write down that I made a mistake. Then he's like, "Bitch, look at the last Rashi." Schora ra'ahi shaliski chinam ani mafsid shalohayli lerosa. It's my fault. I shouldn't have checked. I should have kept myself out of this. It's like, "Bitch." U'maishter danko v'isur de petiri. He says, "Gemara, 1 minute. Why did we say danko and isur apater mishin dolot suicha lemigmar? Because they know everything. They're the greatest experts in the world." Reb Chiya nami lav migmar lemigmar kavoy. Reb Chiya was also up there. Danko and isur didn't have anything on Reb Chiya. So why did Rabbi Chiya pay? So Gemara answers, he didn't have to. Rabbi Chiya lefnim mishuras adin u'da'avid. He went lefnim mishuras adin beyond the letter of the law. Kitatani Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef says, where as follows: Vodata lahem darshening the pasuk in Shmos. Vodata lahem ze beis chayehem. What should you Moshe Rabbeinu tell them or let them know? Beis chayehem. What does beis chayehem mean? Rashi versus Rashi. Rashi here, Beis Chayeim, Talmud Torah. Right, teach them, learn with them. See on the side, in Rashi, Nila Metzias, right, quotes Beis Chayeim means a Parnasa. Right, Lulmod Bahen Umnis, Lus Parnisbo, Vachukos Torah, Xivirashi the crop. Right, Torah is meant earlier in the Pasuk is referred to. So Beis Chayeim is either Torah or Parnasa. Es HaDerech, Zugamilas Chasadim. Right, teach them the Derech, right, the Derech of life is Gamilas Chasad. Yelchu Zubikir Cholim. The Derech that they should go. Right, that's Biker Cholim. Right, the Gemara says in Mesachas Sota. Right, Acharei Hashem Elkechem Teilechu. Follow Hashem. How do you follow Hashem? He's Nesh Ochla. So we follow His ways. Right, the Gemara there quotes the four actions that Hashem did, which we have to follow. Mahu, just like He was Mevaker Cholim. Right here, from right Yelechu, same word. With Hashem, just like He was Mevaker Cholim by Avraham Avinu, so too we. Just like He was Malbish Arumin by Adam and Chava, so too we. Just like He was Menachem Avilam by Yitzchak, so too we. And just like He was, what was the fourth one? I don't remember, right? Malbish Arumim and Biker Mevakar Cholim, Gemara Sota. We can look it up in a second. It's fine. It's the last Amid of the first parak. Just like He was Mevakar Cholim, just like He was Malbish Arumim, so too we have to follow all the items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Sorry, just to look it up. And Daf Yudalit, I'm sorry, not the Malbish Arumim and Mevakar Cholim, Nachim Avelim, and Kovar Mason. Sorry, Kovar Mason by Moshe Rabbeinu.
Korbeis Moshe made him. Okay. So the derech yechuzu bil chasadim yelchuzu biker cholim ba zu kfura ba. That's yes. The kfuras meisim es a meisa zehadin asher yaasun zu lefnim mishuras hadin. Okay, period. This is a makar in the Torah for lefnim mishuras hadin. The other makar in the Torah for lefnim mishuras hadin is the Ramban. The Ramban says in Va'eschanon. Ramban says on the pasuk of the Asisa Hayashar Vatov. Asisa Hayashar Vatov, do what's right and good in the eyes of Hashem. So do what's right and good. What kind of general pasuk is that? Says the Ramban. Va'kavanah bazeh. This is Perek Zayin pasuk Yudches. First, Hashem says, follow all my commandments. I'll give you 613. 613 vaday actions that I demand of you. And now, says Hashem, gam ba'asher lo tzivcha, even regarding what I did not command you, tein daitecha la'asos hatov ha'yashar be'enav, do what's right in my eyes, do what's right in his eyes, ki hu ohev hatov ha'yashar. Do what's right. Besides the mitzvahs, you have to do what's right. V'zeh inyan gadol, this is something great, says the Ramban. L'fishi'i efshar lahazkir batorah kol hanagas ha'adam. It's impossible for the Torah to write every case that you will be dealing with in life. Im shcheina v'reyav, with your friends. V'chol mas'o matano, in every case of business. V'tikuna yishuv, and the good of society. V'amadinos kulam. It's impossible for the Torah to write every single case. So the Torah gives 613 guidelines. Aval acharei hiskir mehem harbei, like lo selech rachil, lo sukim, lo sitar, lo samal adam reyecha, mibnei seva takum. Once it quotes many societal, interpersonal mitzvos, the Torah also says, do what's right. Know what Hashem would want. Ashi yikanis bazeh hapshara v'lefnim mishuras hadin. Right? That's l'fnim mishuras hadin. That's what the Ramban says. And where does this come up? L'maisa, besides this kind of case of a dying going above and beyond, it comes up L'maisa by, he quotes in the next line, Kagon Bahat de Hiskiru Dina de Bar Mitzrah. The case of Dina de Bar Mitzrah, which is the case of a person selling a piece of land, and two people want to buy the land. Your neighbor, the one who borders your field, and somebody down the block. Right? So who do you sell it to? And they're offering the same price. And they came at the same time. So who do you sell it to? So the Gemara says, and it's quoted, the last halach in Hilchas Shechinim in the Rambam, you should sell it to your neighbor. Why? Because he can now expand the field into a double-sized field, and it's more valuable to him. Even though from your point of view it's the same thing, Dina de Bar Mitzvah, the law of the border man, right? So what's the svar for that? Why do you have to do that? V'yasisa ha'yashavatov. Doesn't make a difference to you, but that's why you should do it. That's the last halach on the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah there, the last Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Shechinim, also quotes this exact idea. The Inyan Adin Ben Hametzar Hu Shetarasenu Hatamima Nitna B'Tikun Midos HaAdam. The perfect Torah was given to be misakin the midos of a person. Ubahan Hagaso Ba'olam Klalim Ba'Amra Kedoshim Tiyu. Says Kedoshim Tiyu. The Ramban also discusses that at length, as we know. Via Kavanah Kamosh Amr Chazal Kadesh Hasmucha B'Mutur Lach Shelo Yeshatuf Achar Hatayvus. V'Chein Amarta V'Yasisa Yeshiva Tov. Etc. Just like the Ramban says, know exactly, based on the situation and the time. This also has to do with Ratzon Hashem, as we've discussed in the past for the Minchas Asher. Certain things that were not commanded that we know that are Ratzon Hashem, we have to have a shir on that one time. Putting all these together, the fifth Shulchan Aruch shir, right? All of these ideas. There's much to talk about. Okay, but either way, this is another source for Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. So Biker Cholim and Kfuras Mesim and the other things that are quoted in the Pasuk. Also interesting, the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, in the times of the Gaonim, he quotes all of these as separate Mitzvos Asei. Biker Cholim is a separate one of the 613. Kfuras Mesim is a separate one of the 613. That is the sheet of the Bahag, and the Rambam does not like it. The Rambam in Shorish Beis in Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes this, and he says it's wrong. The Chashvo, the Bahag, and they in the Gonim thought, Ki kol pa'elu pa'el me'elu ha'pa'ulos mitzvah b'fnei atzma. V'lo yadu, they didn't realize, Ki ha'pa'ulos ha'elu kulam v'hadomim lahem nechnasos tachas mitzvah achas. They're all one mitzvah, michlal, ha'mitzvah zaksuas b'torah, v'yahafta l'reacha kamocha. Says the Rambam, all these mitzvahs are not daraisa. They're not. Bahag doesn't think that daraisa either. Maybe he does, or sometimes he also counts dinim to certain dinim to Rabbanan. So you don't know about certain of them. But either way, he counts it in the list of 613. But the Rambam here and the Rambam in Hilchas Avel as well quote that all of these are really only Drabanan. It says the Rambam, Mitzvah Zaseh Shal Tevarehem, Levaker Cholim, Lenachim Aveilim, Lahotzi Ameis, etc. Lesamechas and Vakala, all of them, Levayas Orachim, Afal Pisha Kol Mitzvah Zaseh Lemidivrehem, Harehin Mechlal, Viahavta Larecha Kamocha. They're all Drabanan included in the Daraisa. Called Ramshad the Rotsa Shiyasu Osam Lechala Acherim, Asei Otan Ata Laachicha, Bitara Uva Mitzvos. Do unto your friend in Torah and Mitzvos. That is the Shita of the Rambam. The Shiloh, the Samach Rona Meizga, so in the Mitzvos HaMelech, he asks, well, my nafkamina, if it's included in Yavta Lorecha Kamocha, so why did the Rabbanan mandate it on the Rabbanan level? What's the difference? You have to do it anyway because of Yavta Lorecha Kamocha. So what's the difference that now that the Rabbanan mandated it, do we ever have another case where it's included in the Daraisa, and that the Rabbanan, we have Din Rabbanan? Where do you have ever something that's included in the Daraisa? So you do have other examples, but first, what does the Mitzvos HaMelech answer? He quotes that from earlier, he quotes from the Rabbi Yosef Dov Salvation Zatzal. I'm not sure which one he's talking about. That I assume the one from Brisk in Yerushalayim. So he quotes an afkamina l'inyin kedima. L'inyin kedima. What is l'inyin kedima? That let's say you have two mitzvahs to do. One mitzvah that's included in that the Rabbanah mandated, and one that's not included in the one that the Rabbanah mandated. So then you do the one that the Rabbanah mandated first. You got to do the one that Chazal mandated first. You do have other cases where you have chiyuvei derabanan, that it's a chiyuv on a derabanan level, but it is a kiyum on a daraisa level. Right? It's derabanan details that lead to a kiyum daraisa. We mentioned, I think we mentioned a long time ago, the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, where he mentions three different reasons for the isur of muksa. Three different reasons why we do this concept of muksa. But by one of them, the second one, the Rambam says, if you don't, why one of the reasons is that, because many people, you know, the Yoshe Kronos are sitting on the corners, they don't have muksa all week. And, you know, if you don't have the, if you don't have halachas of muksa for them, so you won't know the difference between weekday and Shabbos. Number two, he says, because you're just going to walk around and do all of your regular tzrachim without violating any Isur HaDaraisa. And you'll be mevatel l'ma'an yanuach. The language of the Rambam is, or of Soloveitchik, said there that it's a chiyuv, the halach is a muksa, the details of muksa darabanan, but the chiyuv of muksa is daraisa of l'man yanuach. That's what the Rabbanan are trying to get across, l'man yanuach. Just to mention a question, if we have time at the end of the shiur, we'll mention it, we'll do it also, but if not, maybe we'll do it on Yantif. There's a fascinating discussion of the Rambam and the Ar Sameach. The Rambam writes, we mentioned this a long time ago also as well, the Rambam in that same parak in Hilchos Avel says, Yireli, which you always know is his own chiddush. It's not based on a source. Yireli shenchamas avelim kodemes labikir cholim. If you're going to pay a shiva call and you're going to be bevakir cholim, go pay a shiva call first. Nicham avelim comes before bikir cholim. Why? Because nicham avelim is gemilas chesed im hachayim v'im hamesim. Nicham avelim is chesed im hachay and chesed im hames, while bikir cholim is only chesed im hachay. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The shaila the Ar Sameach asks is 1 minute. Don't we remember Anshei Yerushalayim? Anshei Yerushalayim Masechta Sukkah. What did it describe there? That they walked around the whole day with a lulav and esrog in their hand. And what does it say? It says they'll go here lulav biyado. If you look at the language of the Gemara there in Sukkah, the Gemara there says on Daf Mem Aleph, Yosef in Beis Lulav biyado, Cholich Levaker Cholim lulav biyado, Lenachem Avelim lulav biyado. I see. You see what's first. See Biker Cholim is first. And if you look in the Rush there has the opposite Gersa. The Rush has the Gersa of Nicham Avelim first. Wonderful! The problem is the Rambam doesn't have that Gersa. The Rambam has our Gemara's Gersa. The Rambam Hilchas Sukkah quotes our Gersa of Bikur Cholim before Nicham Avelim. That's the Kasha of the Ar Sameach, Sarech Iyad. So the Mishnah Yavetz in Siman Lamed Zayin in Yoredei has a beautiful piece, which hopefully we'll get to at the end, and if not, we'll save it for Yantif, because it has to do with Yantif. Okay. Says the Gemara, continuing, Reish Lakish Achvile Dinar Alur Rabbi Elazar. You would think this sized off, we wouldn't be at this time, wouldn't be on the fourth line. Reish Lakish Achvile Dinar Alur Rabbi Elazar. Reish Lakish showed a coin to Rabbi Elazar. Amar. He said, Ma'al Yehu. Oh, it's a good coin. Amar Le Reish Lakish says to him, Chazi Dalakas Hamechna. Just remember, make sure that you know I'm relying on you. Amaliki Samachta Lamalamimra. Why are you telling me that you're relying on me? Why are you telling me that? So that if it comes out bad, I have to replace it for you. Weren't you the one that said that Rabbi Meir is the one that holds of garmi? My library mayor velo sphere on kavase. So didn't you mean by that statement that it's Rabbi Meir shita, but I don't hold that way. So therefore, I wouldn't have to repay it for you because this case is a case of garmi. If a shulchani messes up in makes a mistake in estimation, so I'm like, no, Lord be mayor sphere on kavase. No, it's Rabbi Meir, but I hold like Rabbi Meir. Therefore, you would have to do it. So here's the Gemara. We had Gemara earlier, Sadeches also, but this Gemara is one of the main source for Garmi. So hey, Rabbi Meir, which is the Rabbi Meir's case? Which is the case of Garmi? What's his case? We mentioned also, Major Machlokas Rishonim, is Garmi a Dinta Araisa or a Dinta Rabbanan? The Ramban says clearly and emphatically that Garmi is Din Daraisa. Garmi, or Meir's Din of being Garmi, of paying in a case of Hezek, which is not exactly direct. That is a din de araisa. And how do you know it's de araisa? Mentioned as follows. But Bali Tosfos in a number of places hold this a din de rabbanon. It's knas de rabbanon. It's de rabbanon, you know. We don't want people going and being metame their friends taras. So if it's a knas de rabbanon of garmi. So lamaynaf gamina, besides the fact that it's de araisa de rabbanon, lamaynaf gamina. So the Yamshel Shlomo in the 10th parak says, nafgamina is modeh. But if a person comes and says, I did this. So modeh beknas. If it's a din de araisa, you have to pay. So dos baldeke me edem dami. But if it's Durabana, it's about the Knas. But the Vilna Gaon has another answer, Nafgamina, in Shin Peches. What if the Mazik dies? The Mazik dies. So if it's a Dindaraisa, then the Chiyav is Yarshind to the children. If it's a Knas, could it be the Chazal only Rekonis the person himself, and not his children? But the third Nafgamina says the Ramban himself is Shogeg. Is Shogeg. If it's a Dindaraisa, it should be Chayiv even if it's Shogeg. If it's a knas, you don't have a source that says your koni shogeg got to mazid. And what do you see from these cases? Maradino l'shochani, your chayv, even though it was a shogeg. So the Ramban is a riot to me. It's a riot to me that the garmi is a da'oraisa. Okay, we'll talk about more of garmi in a second. Let's just try to find the case first. Elam Rabbi Meir. So what's the case of the Rabbi Meir says garmi? Is it Rabbi Meir? Unclear what that parenthesis is. Dal alam and mem pei simin, but because sometimes we have simanim not in the middle of a sentence though, right? So ditnan donis adin. What's the first possibility? The Mishnah Bechoros, where the Mishnah says donis adin zikas achayev chayev is a zakai. Let's say the judge makes a mistake, and what does the judge do? He's mizake the chayev, or he's mechayev the zakai. Tima is a tar, 2 years a tamei, or he makes a mistake in tumentara masha asa asu vishalami beiso. What's done is done. The psak does not change, but the dayan has to pay. So isn't that a case of Garmi? Isn't that the source of Rabbi Meir? So Gemara said, no, Ha'idmar Allah, Amar Rabbi Law, Amar Av, Vahushanot of Natav Yad. No, that case, for various reasons, as the Gemara Sanhedrin explains, is a case where we know the Dayan himself acted. He took money from one and gave it to the other. Or he took a sheretz and put it on your taras to make sure you know that this is Vaday Tamei. Or the opposite, he took Tamei items and mixed it into your tar items. Right? So that's not a case of Garmi, that's a case of Maisa B'Yadayim. That can't be the source. El Rabbi Meir, Harbi Meir. It must be the following. It's not that we're going to have soon. Litzvolo Adam Vesavu Shachar Shachar Vesavu Adam. The Mishnah says if the dyer dyed it the wrong color, Rabbi Meir Omer also the Beit Zimra. Rabbi Meir says you have to pay the value of the tzemer. The Gemara says again, no, Hasam come to be a dyer. That's supposed to be a dyer. That's not a case of Garmi. So that's Rabbi Chanan. You know what you see from this line? Isn't this a case of Shinui Kona? What does that have to do with Hezek? You see that there's an affinity between Hezek and Gzela here. Maybe one Shemisser. There's an affinity because here we're asking about Shinui Kona with regard to Hezek. Right? So Rabbi Chanan says there must be this affinity between Hezek and Gzela. We discussed this back on Daf Beis. Daf Beis, where we discussed what's the Isser of Hezek. So Rabbi Yonah, the beginning of Pirkei Avos, says what's the Isser of Hezek? Lo Sigzol. Lo Sigzol is the Isser of Hezek right there. So again, you see from here, from Rabbi Yonah also, the affinity between the two. So that's knocked out also, because that's Maisa B'Yadayim. Ella Harbi Meir. So this must be Rabbi Meir Shita. It's not, the Mishnah says in Kilayim. I take my vine, and I spread it across the tvua of my friend, creating a situation of Kilay HaKerem, which is Aser B'Hana, and you have to burn it. So, Hareza Kidesh, it's Aser, it becomes Kadosh, you have to burn it. V'chayiv. And the person who did it has to be is chayiv for doing it. So again, the Gemara says, "Hazam nami kavod biyadayim." That's against the ma'isa biyadayim. So that's not garmi. So what's the case of garmi? So last try, Ella Rimeir. This would be the following going to be the following case. We'll talk about it in a second. By the way, what's the definition of Garmi versus, what's the, Gemara keeps saying, this is not Garmi. So what are the cases of Garmi? We're about to have, let's just read it inside first. Ella Harvey Meir, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Mechitzas Akerem Shenifrasa, let's say you have a vine, your friend has Tfuah, so you don't actively go put it on your friend's Tfuah. There's a fence in between. And Me'ikar Adin, if there's a fence in between, you're allowed to go all the way up to the fence. The problem is the fence fell down. Mechitzas Akerem Shenifrasa, the fence fell down. So what do we do? Omer Lo Gadar, we tell him, you know, put up your fence. Nifritza, and let's say he put it up and then it fell down again. Omer Lo Gadar, we tell him again, put up the fence. Nisya'ish b'menavol gadra. Let's say he was b'siya'ish and he did not put up the fence, and then the kilayim grew 1/200th of what there is. Right? We know kilayim is only bata 1/200. So if it grows 1/200th, now it's not 1 to 199 anymore. So hariz akidesh. Then it becomes aser v'chayev achriyuso, and he's chayev achriyuso. That's the case of garmi. So he didn't do anything active. It was just, it became aser. So what's the definition? Again, many definitions given in the Rishonim. There's just one important one quoted here in the Nemukah Yosef. The Nemukah Yosef here says, Lamed Hey Amid Beis in the Dafei Harif, says the Nemukah Yosef, that we have three principles. Shlosh Lashonos Amru Chachamim. Not the three that I usually say. I usually say Hezek Sheino Nikar, Dover Gamla Mamon, and Garmi. So he's talking about three others. He says we have three principles in Nezek. Hezek Sheino Nikar, Grama, and Garmi. What's the difference between those three? Says the Nemukah Yosef, Hezek Sheino Nikar, Hu Dover Shein Bo Nezek, Ein Nezek Nikar Bo Klal. The Nezek is not Nikar at all. The Hari Omeid Be'ino. It's just as it was. For example, Chametz. Chametz. It looks exactly the same. So that's Hezek Sheino Nikar. What's Garmi? Davar shehezeko nikar ela shelo asa b'maisa. It's hezek nikar, but you didn't do an act. Like you were mochel somebody shibud, right? Right. That's garmi. Or you did not put up your fence. That's garmi. Or you burned somebody shtar, right? You did an act for sure, but there's still something that you know you didn't do. There's something lacking. And then grama, he says, is lo bari hezeka. Lo bari hezeka. It's not for sure going to happen. The rush adds it doesn't happen right away. That's all grama. Again, this is all, different definitions. Different Rishonim emphasize different points. There is a fascinating discussion that Rav Shechter has in the Ginas Egos. B'inyin grama v'garmi simen un aleph. What's the case? The case is Maisa v'achad. Somebody had money in with a brokerage firm, and the money was in the money market. But then he had a feeling that a certain stock was going to go up. So he called the brokerage and he said, please put all my money into this stock. He says, fine. He called it back 5 minutes later. You did it? No, I didn't do it yet. Please do it. He said, fine. He calls it back 5 minutes after that. Did you do it already? He says, no, I didn't. He calls it back a third time 5 minutes later. Did you do it already? And he was being such a nudnik in the language of Rav Shechter that he just lied to him. He says, yes, I did it. I did it. Don't worry about it. I did it. So the guy was all happy. And he saw by the end of the day, it went up. He got thousands and thousands of dollars. He was all excited. And he called up the brokerage firm. He says, I just want to say thank you so much. Because as you see, you know, it was unbelievable. I made thousands of dollars today. And I had a feeling. It's amazing. And the guy says, you know what? I'm sorry. I really didn't switch it. I didn't switch it because, you know, I was just getting you off my back. You were complaining to me. And, you know, I really apologize. So the guy says, I accept your apology. But you know what? You owe me thousands of dollars. I'm taking you to a din Torah. Says you. So the guy said, "What do you mean? I wasn't mazik you, you know. I just didn't. I was, I just didn't allow you to get a greater profit." Is this grum or is this garmi? This is for the big boys, right? You got to know what's the grummy and garmi. We could talk all about it in Shir and Dafyomi, but halacha lemaisa, they have to pay. So you need the big boys. So, in the best way possible, I mean that, right? It'd be the Golia Poskin. So, this is a question. What's Garmi? What's Grama? So, as Rav Shechter says, based on this in Mukhi Yosef, based on others, right, Garmi is defined as an act, b'shev, a hefsid l'chavero. You do an act, but there's some other problem. But if it's just a pure act, shev v'al taseh, that according might be Grama. That might be Grama, shev v'al taseh. Here, mechitzas akerem shenifritza, is that total Sheval Tasa? You didn't put up the fence, and you were Messiah on it. So would that be an exact case here? Like, should you be Chayiv? Maybe if it's just purely parallel, it should be like, it should be Garmi. Or if Shechter generally seems to be noted in this article that it was already in a money market, it was already making money, he didn't give him more money. Again, it's maybe Chayiv de Shemayim, but Nidon Nidon, he assumes for various reasons that it is grama and not garmi. Feel free to look at it. It's Siman Nun Aleph. But that's halacha lamaisa. Halacha lamaisa, you gotta know grama versus garmi. So again, let's get back to the Gemara. One other important point that's discussed in the Rishonim here, and that is, right, this fence falls down. So we tell him, put it up. Who's the him? So Rov Rishonim say the Baal HaKerem. Why is it his fault? Why did the Baal HaTua? Right, the Baal HaKerem didn't take his vines across, just the fence fell down. So why is it the Baal HaKerem? So the Me'iri, there in Baba Basra, quotes four opinions. Why is it, where is it? The Beis. First off in Baba Basra, that's where this is discussed. Mechitzas HaKerem Shedifrasa. Right, so some say, you know why it's the Baal HaKerem? Because many times, there's always tfua throughout the year, but many times there's no grapes. So we must be talking about a time where there are no grapes. So the Baal HaKerem is only being asering and not becoming Nasar. There's nothing on his vine that's becoming Nasar. So he's considered the attacker. And that's why he has to put up the fence, number one. But a second shot is, he quotes there, that in Lumdus, we look at the Kerem as the attacking vineyard, right? Even though they both become usher, but it's considered the attacking vineyard. Look at Tosfos right here. Tosfos fourth skinny line. Vahacha girei de Baal Kerem hu. It's considered the arrows of the Baal HaKerem, right? The first line of Tosfos. Pierce the Baal HaKerem hu de Hamazik. He's the Mazik. In Lumdus, even though they both become usher, the Baal HaKerem is the one that's considered the attacker. Another day of the Ritva, they have to figure out why that is, but that's, in conceptually, the vines are considered attacking the Tua, and not vice versa, even though they both end up becoming Usser. The third shot, the Meiri there quotes in Baba Basra, that Beis, is maybe because all Sados are Omid Lazria, and not all Sados are Omid Lakaren. That might go with the second shot. Therefore, that the Baal HaKerem is always the Motzi Mechaver Lavaraya, so to speak. Okay. Also, just the Hasra is given here. Tosfos quotes the Hasra. And just one other point. The Mishnah here says, Nisya'ish. Once Yeyush happens, then it becomes Kadosh. Tosfos points out that it's only if it's Nisya'ish. But if the man is planning to put up the fence, he didn't get there yet, that it doesn't matter how much it grows, it's not Usser. Because Kilayim doesn't just go by automatic, did it grow 1/200th, but did it grow 1/200th, Lerutzon of the Bailim. So if the Bailim, the Tosfos quotes the Mishnah Kilayim, if I'm going Misudar in my field from point to point, getting rid of the Kilayim, and I see up ahead that I didn't get there yet, but I have in mind to take that out, that even if by the time I get there it has grown, it doesn't become Usser. If something is behind me, and I don't have any plans to go back, then right when it grows, it's going to be Usser. It's only the Siyais, if I decide not to go and rip it out, then I say it's going to be Usser. Okay, period. Next Mishnah. Continue in cases of hezek. Right, the case we had quoted yesterday. If I give wool to a dyer and he burns it, so he has to pay the value of the wool. He has to pay me back. Tzvo ka'ur, if he dyes it, but with ka'ur, as which the Gemara is going to say is a very low level dye. So it comes out, it's dyed, but it's much less than what it could have been. Maybe this is similar to the money market. Right, there was a profit, but it wasn't as much as it could have been. So, because he didn't do exactly what was asked, so the dyer always has yado al hatachtona. As Rashi says, he always gets the worst deal. Im hashevach yetzer al yitzia, if the appreciation is more than the expenses, nosin los yitzia, then the only has to pay the expenses. Im hayitzia yiser al hashevach, nosin los hashevach. And if the expenses are more than the appreciation, then he just pays for the appreciation. Meaning the worker is always yado ala tachtona. Let's follow. What if it's worth the same value, but you just didn't do what the balabais wanted? You did a red versus black or vice versa. Remeir Omer, Remeir again says, Remeir holds shinui kone, as we discussed at length. Shinui is kone, and therefore the dyer acquires the wool, and nosin lo demait zimro. And he has to pay for the value of the wool. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda again says, to question whether he holds the principle of Shini Kona or not, but either way, he again says that the dyer is Yado La Tachtona, because he messed up, right? We shouldn't say Chote Niskar, right? Just because he acquired it, he shouldn't win. So, he again says that the worker Yado La Tachtona. There's an amazing Rashi that's discussed here by the Rishonim, right? Rabbi Meir Shita is that, right, Shinui Kona, and therefore the worker pays the value of the tzemer. But look what Rashi says, the last few skinny lines of Rashi. Let's follow. Adam Mechuluk, Tani, Kani, Rabbi Shini, Rabbi Meir, Velo Yav Le'elo Demei Tzimro, he only has to pay the value of the tzemer. Avalo Demei Shivcho, Or the owner could pay for it and take the wool. Asks Rabbeinu Peretz, 1 minute. By Shinui Kone, the Nigzal never has a choice of taking the object back. Shinui Kone, period. The Goslin owns it, and he has to pay for, and he pays for it. All of a sudden, Rashi here says there's a choice. The choice, whatever the Nizak or the Nigzal wants. So Rabbeinu Peretz argues. Rabbeinu Peretz says it's wrong. No, he doesn't have a choice. What does the Mishnah say? No Salin Demot Simro. So the Tosfos Yontif says, quotes as Kasha, says that's a safer Rashi. This is not a regular case. It's not a regular case of Gezela. Why? Because he didn't have Kavana Ligzal. He didn't have Kavana Ligzal. He didn't have Kavana Liknos. He did it, but he was just doing it. He was dong. He thought he was doing it correctly for the person. In all cases of Shini Kone, you know there was a change. Here, I'm acting for you. I'm acting for you, so I acted incorrectly for you, but I'm still acting for you. So maybe that's why it won't be the regular dinim of Geneva and Gzela. My Kaor, let's just finish up. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Barachana, Kalbus. Kaor, what do you mean if you use Kaor? It means Kalbus. My Kalbus, what's Kalbus? Amar of Shmuel, Kafra Dude. It means what was left in the pot after you took the dye out. It was the remainder, which is a very low level, not good dye. And that's what the case is of Tzava Kaor. And we always say the worker, Yado, Alat Tatona. Okay, tonight we'll have the tomorrow's daf. Might be somewhat of a shortened daf. Dikas Chametz and a lot going on tomorrow, but we'll do our best just to at least to get through the daf. But let's call it for 8:45 tonight. 8:45 tonight.